Good morning, Oregon. It's Thursday, March 16th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from New Oregonian and Oregon Live. Oregon lawmakers are ready to sign off on $200 million in emergency cash for homelessness and emergency housing programs. The bipartisan package is expected to head from the House to the Senate, where it is also expected to easily pass. The money is in addition to those funds that are expected to be included in the two-year budget working its way through Salem. The main goals are to beef up rent assistance, expand shelters, and protect homeless youth, while jumpstarting affordable housing projects across Oregon. Lawmakers added tens of millions of dollars that weren't included in Governor Kotek's original proposal, mainly to benefit rural counties. For more on this story, check out our Beat Check podcast on your podcast feeds on Monday. Are you one of the many Oregonians looking to buy an electric vehicle? Better act fast if you hope to qualify for a state rebate. Oregon is suspending the Clean Vehicle Rebate Program for 1 year starting this May because too many people are applying for the rebate, and that means cash is running out. So buy or lease an EV before April 30th if you're considering it. There are more than 60,000 registered electric vehicles in Oregon. The state program has issued $71 million in rebates over the past 5 years. One-fifth of rebates went to low- and moderate-income households. Oregon in December banned the sale of new gasoline-powered passenger vehicles by 2035. The standard rebate of $2,500 has applied to all buyers who purchase a car that costs less than $50,000. Another $5,000 is available to low- or moderate-income households. For more on this story, go to oregonlive.com/environment. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek is just a few months into the new job, but a poll of 500 Oregonians found she has a lot of work to do. Some 43% of Oregonians have a negative view of Kotek, according to the poll from DHM Research. That's a Portland-based firm. Just over a third said they had a very or somewhat positive view of the North Portland Democrat. The DHM poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.4%. Many Oregonians are still forming an opinion about Kotek, who was the longest tenured Speaker of the House in state history. Nearly 25% of those surveyed said they did not know enough to take a side. John Horvick, Senior Vice President at DHM Research, said the survey reflects that Oregon is politically a divided state. Former Governor Kate Brown was consistently rated as the least popular governor in the nation. Finally this morning, your Portland Thorns kick off their regular season in less than 2 weeks, and as with previous seasons, the viewing options outside of having your butt in the seats at Providence Park are a bit of a patchwork. The March 26th opener against the Orlando Pride will be broadcast on Fox 12 Plus and Paramount Plus. Fox 12 Plus is channel 713 if you have Comcast or Xfinity. Paramount Plus is a streaming network. 4 Thorns matches will be broadcast on this CBS Sports network, which is available if you have the top-tiered sports package on Xfinity. Every match is available on Paramount Plus this season. 8 will be broadcast locally on the Fox 12 Plus channel. The Thorns will look to defend their National Women's Soccer League title from last season. For more on the Timbers and Thorns, check out our Soccer Made in Portland podcast. We'll have a new episode around midday on Thursday. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.